Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We're so grateful again to be back here at the Prayer News Network Global. We are grateful, amen, we're grateful to be, listen, people of God, back on track, amen, just stationary, right here with you. We're grateful, amen, for all that the Lord is doing. Truly the Lord is doing a great thing in the midst of us, and we're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but listen, people of God, I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. Truly the Lord has done us well. We can attest to that. We are here in the land of the living. He's given us one more time. We're so grateful to be here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome. We just want to say welcome tonight. We welcome each and every one of you on tonight. People of God, listen, we want to ask you, if you will, go ahead and invite somebody. Invite somebody to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Tell them. We got to compel them to come and let them know that there is a blessing that is waiting for them. Listen, let them know they don't want to miss it. They don't want to miss what God has for them. We thank God for you again, people of God. Thank you for your patience. Thank you on tonight for your diligence to continue to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. But we don't want to be alone. We want to invite as many people as we can to come and be a part of what God is doing. It's not about the number of people of God, but it is certainly about getting the message out. And we want to get this message out to as many people as will come. So we thank God for you, those that have dialed in. If you've dialed in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in. Jump out on one of those text messages. Let them know that we're here. For those of you that are listening by radio, we thank God for you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. You can certainly reach out to us. If you have Facebook, you can reach out to us via our Prayer News Network page. You can reach out to us via Messenger on our Prayer News Network page. You can reach out to us via the new VR Prayer Group 52. You can reach out to us. You can drop a note there in the post, or you can reach out to us via Messenger to let us know that you're listening and to send us your prayer request. Thank God for you, each and every one. We thank God for you, and you, and you. We want to let you know again that we appreciate you so much. We thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for your continuing coming to be with us. Again, don't come by yourself. Go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. We are broadcasting live on tonight. We're broadcasting live on tonight. We're not broadcasting tonight, but we're broadcasting live on tonight. And we have a woman of God, amen, Jesus, that has certainly been here with us on the line. And we want to get her up as quickly as possible. But we don't want anybody to miss anything. So we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come while we're getting these preliminaries out of the way. Amen. Text 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just text a couple of people and let them know that we are here. Let them know that we're live. Amen. While you're doing that, we just want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to thank him tonight, for he's truly the head of my life. He's the head of this line, people of God. It was he that instituted this line that we would be here at this time. Started, amen, at when the pandemic hit. Amen, Jesus, we started then, and we bless the Lord. Glory to God that we've been going ever since then. We're running. Glory to God, we're running by faith in Jesus Christ. He's the head of this line, leading, guiding us, directing us in the way that we should go. So we thank God tonight for him. We're thanking him. We want to thank him for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and thanking God for him and his work and labor in the gospel. And here we are, people of God. The torch has been passed. One of the torches, should I say, has been passed. And here we are steadily trying to get this word out, trying to get this gospel out to the nation. We thank the Lord tonight for Mother James, thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle, glory to God, thanking the Lord for our senior apostle and prophet, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God for Lady Huggins James, and thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, Lady Tina, glory to God, he is our presiding bishop. We want to thank God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., thanking the Lord tonight for all of our advisors. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of our prayer warriors. We just thank the Lord. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight for each and every one of you in your respective places. Thank God tonight for those of you that are listening via Facebook, those of you that are listening via radio, those of you that are listening by way of the web, we just give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. We bless God for you, each and every one of you. We want to let you know that you're important to us. You're important to us here at this Prayer News Network Global. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus. We do glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank him for you hanging in there with us, hanging in there with us every step of the way. Glory to God. And while we're getting ready, amen, Jesus, to sanctify our line, people of God, we want to ask you one more time, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people. Invite a couple of people to come. Again, we're broadcasting live tonight, and we want you to come and hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, each and every one of you on tonight. Again, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you, how much we appreciate the Lord for you, how much we appreciate you helping us to get the word out. And we thank God for all of our listeners, well over 59, 60 countries and climbing, and climbing. So we thank the Lord for all of our listeners, and those are other countries. We thank God for all of our listeners that are here in the U.S. Amen. We thank God for you. We cannot even begin to name them. It's so amazing because when we first started, we could name them. We could name them, and then the number started growing and growing and growing. Glory to God. Amen. We were excited then. We were able to call out about 10 or 12 countries. Ooh, we were excited. And people of God, here we are now. We've grown to over 59, 60 countries and still going. But we want you to know, wherever you're listening from, we want you to know we appreciate you. We thank God for you in whatever country you are listening from. You are so important to us. And again, we appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want to go ahead and get ready to prepare, amen, to sanctify the line on tonight. We want you to bring your hearts and your mind in. Glory be to God. Bring your hearts and your mind in on tonight. Glory be to God. Go ahead and bring them in. Bring them in. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We're going to sanctify the line tonight, and then afterwards we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she can give us a scripture reading, and thereafter, people of God, we're going to release the line to our speaker on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So in that order. So people of God, again, bring your hearts and your minds in. Bring them in on tonight, and let us hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just a little song of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The song says, we worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, Lord. We lift our hands to him today. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hearts to him today. We worship Christ, our Lord. We bless Oh, yes, oh, yes. We bless his holy name. We
tonight. We bless you for your goodness.
goodness. We bless you tonight. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now. Father, look upon us, each and every one, in the precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to look upon us, oh, glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us of iniquity, oh, God, in that precious name. Father, we're asking that you have created us a clean heart. Yes, oh, God, created us on tonight. Oh, God, a renewed spirit, a righteous spirit. In that precious name, oh, God, Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, to make us anew. Father, we're asking that you sanctify us. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, don't let us leave this line the same way that we came. But, Father, we're asking that you do a work in us. Father, do a new thing in us. In that precious name, oh, God. Father, we're asking that you touch our hearts on tonight. Give us a heart of righteousness. Give us a heart of truth. Give us a heart of pureness, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight to touch. We're asking you to touch tonight. We're asking that you will touch bodies on tonight. We're asking that you will heal on tonight. Oh God, deliver and set free, we pray. In the precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. Father, touch bodies tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would heal. We're asking that you would restore. We're asking you to make whole on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it. Oh, God, for you're the God that healed. And we're thanking you tonight. For healing is the children's bread. And we're thanking you tonight. We're claiming healing tonight. Healing for the nations. We're claiming healing tonight. In that precious name, oh God. And we're asking that you would touch, hey God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would touch and restore tonight. Restore the broken. Restore, oh God, the downhearted. Restore the confused on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, restore, restore. For it is you that restores the soul. It is you, all glory to God, that mend the broken places. And we're asking that you would look upon this line, Father, and mend the broken places. Mend, oh God, the hurt. Mend on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you to take out the stony places. In the name of Jesus. Father, those things that separate us from you, oh God. We're asking you to take it out tonight. Take out the stony places. Take out the bitterness. Take out the strife. Hey, God, by your spirit, we're asking you to do it tonight. Take out the hatred tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, the sinful nature. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to do surgery tonight. Cause there to be a circumcision. A circumcision of the heart. We're asking you to do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, let us not leave the same way we came. But Father, we're asking you to do, oh Father, what only you can do. Father, do it by your spirit. Father, that man, that woman that bore that girl, oh God, that's sitting, hey, glory to God, contemplating, even on tonight, contemplating, oh God. Oh, Father, contemplating tonight, oh, God, to do harm to the brother, to the sisters on tonight. Father, we're asking you, oh, God, to move by your spirit, send forth your angels, oh, God, and interrupt, intercept the plan of the enemy in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, for you are our warrior. Father, you are our keeper. Father, keep your people tonight. Keep your people from destruction. Keep your people tonight. Keep your people tonight. Hey, Father, from falling into the trap of the enemy. In that precious name, oh God, we're asking you to move tonight. Hey, God, Father, tonight, tonight, tonight. Father, somebody tonight is seeking a closer walk with you. Somebody tonight is ready to say goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Somebody tonight is ready to take the plunge. Somebody tonight is ready, glory to God, ready to press toward the higher calling. Oh, Father, for those on tonight, we're asking that you will lead God and direct in the precious name, oh God. Oh, Father, provide the way of escape for your people tonight. Provide the way, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight
In that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. That you would sanctify tonight. Father, sanctify the mind. Sanctify the mind. Even now, sanctify, oh God. Bring into captivity, Father, wondering thoughts on tonight. Bring into captivity on tonight. Oh God, the wayward thoughts on tonight. Father, we bring them down tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We intercept them tonight in the precious name of my Messiah. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover the minds tonight. Cover the minds of your people. Cover with your blood on tonight. Cover, oh God, cleanse and sanctify on tonight, Father, that we might hear your word, that we might understand, that we might comprehend on tonight. Sanctify the mind, we pray, oh God, in that precious name. And Father, tonight, Father, to that soul that's ready to surrender, that soul, Father, that you're ministering to, oh God, cause them to hear your voice within the voice. Cause them on tonight to hear your voice. And Father, we're thanking you tonight, thanking you for great salvation. Thank you for saving your people all over again. Thank you for delivering your people all over again. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Father, fill somebody with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill somebody tonight. Father, fill them again. Father, do it again. Father, baptize tonight with your fire. Oh, glory to God. Baptize. Yeah, God, baptize, baptize. Baptize tonight with your fire, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for meeting every need. Thank you for meeting every desire on tonight. Father, we thank you for your Jehovah Jireh. Father, you meet every need, oh God, for you on the cattle of 1,000 hills. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for every answer, oh God. We thank you for every desire. Hey, God, in that precious name, Jesus. Thank you for feeling it all tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving in the nations tonight. Father, we move against the spirit of distraction. Oh, God, even all over the land. We thank you tonight for bringing down the hand of distraction tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love, for your compassion towards us that faileth not. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Father, we give you glory tonight. Now, Father, we say, have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Father, we yield. We yield. We yield to your way. We yield to your way. Father, we yield tonight. Glory to God. We say, have your way. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, we thank you now. Thank you for the answer. For the answer, oh, God, for every question, oh, God, on tonight. We thank you in advance. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless your speaker. Bless your tonight. Father, bless the strengthener now. We thank you for the fresh breath of your anointing even now. We thank you for the fresh breath of your anointing. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, oh God, for it's not by our power nor by our might, Father, but it's by your spirit. And we thank you tonight, oh God, for raising up this woman of God, glory to God, to declare a word unto your people. Now, Father, we say, have your way. Father, we're asking you to cover your servant tonight. Cover her in your shed blood. Cover tonight, oh God, while you speak. Hey, God, cause your word to have free course in the midst of us. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you for strengthening her, oh God, for the assignment. We thank you, glory to God, for this divine appointment for your people. Whosoever shall come, Father, cause them to hear what you're saying by your spirit. And Father, but if we give you thanks, we give you praise. We do come against the will and the plan of the enemy. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. We declare, we decree on tonight. Oh, God, this word, oh, God, to fall on good ground within your people. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We thank you for strength. We thank you for your love, for your compassion. Father, we're asking you to cover us now. Hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We do give you all of the honor. We do give you all of the glory. For it is due unto you. Hey, God, in that precious name, Jesus, in every heart tonight, the amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I give on to Jesus Christ tonight. I give on to the speaker. I give on to Minister Bradley tonight. I give on to each and every one that's on the line tonight, one by one. And I will be reading the scripture tonight coming from Psalm 130. It says, it reads as, out of the depth I have cried unto you, Lord, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ear be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Thank God for the reading of the word coming from Psalm 130, the entire chapter, and may God bless the reader, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God, and so it is on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for the reading of the word. Yes, we're waiting. We are waiting. Glory to God. Amen. As the scripture was going forth, amen, the song, of course, came to mind. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Glory to God. Why don't we mind waiting? Glory to God. Because we're trusting. Glory to God. We're trusting. We can stand on our watch when we trust, glory to God, what the Lord is saying. Amen. And we're so grateful tonight, people of God, as we already stated, we are broadcasting live on tonight. We want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in, invite them to come and be a part of this live broadcast. We thank God again for you, missionary, saying, glory to God, for coming forth with our scripture on tonight. Listen, people of God, getting you ready. Getting you ready for what the Lord will say. Wherever you are, get your pen, get your pencil, your paper, your pad, your phone, whatever you're taking your notes on, go ahead and get ready and get prepared. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, for the Lord, I believe, has commanded a blessing unto us here on this PNN on this night. Glory to God. And so tonight, people of God, without further ado, without holding any longer, glory to God, we want you to, again, prepare your heart for our speaker tonight coming out of Brundage, Alabama, Brundage Banks, right up there in that little area. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise for this woman of God coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God. Amen. Coming over here, glory to God, you've heard her testimony, some of it. Amen, Jesus, where the Lord has sent her here to this land. And we're thanking the Lord tonight for this divine, man, this divine, glory be to God, encounter that he would, glory to God, cause her, amen, Jesus, cause this divine appointment to bring forth this woman of God to the nations here on this Prayer News Network. We're grateful, people of God. She's coming to us by way of the S.B. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide by way of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. People of God, we want you to receive God's messenger for tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Tonight, glory to God, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the PNN, what is happening tonight. Every one of you, every nation, every home that is represented tonight, Hallelujah, Jesus, Evangelist Bradley, Minister Bradley, the founder of this here work that the Lord has placed in the earth for his glory to be revealed, her workers, everyone that is a part of this work. I greet you tonight, bless the name of Jesus, in his name. Hallelujah, I bless you and greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, who is our soon coming King? Hallelujah, Jesus, and God is moving. It's not by power, not by might. Hallelujah, but it's by the Spirit of Almighty God. And so you're welcome tonight, and I do declare that protocol has already been established, and so we're not going to hold up anymore, but we're going to hear what thus said the Lord tonight. Father, I give you thanks and praise right now for what you're about to say and how you're about to move. Hallelujah. Go, oh, glory to God. Yes, Lord God, that you, God, would get the glory. Yes, God. Oh, Shemanda, oh, Shah. Yes, God, tonight. Go, Shemanda. Yes, God, that your people would be edified. God, that you will release the angels from the portal of glory. The flame, yeah, God, the flaming source of fire. The fight, God, in every home and every nation, God. Fight against the prince of the power of the air, against spiritual wickedness and high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against territorial assignment, against, oh God, stubbornness and rebellion and disobedience spirit, against destructive spirits, God, that you release, oh God, your word, God, that fire, release it with authority, release your anointing tonight over this land to break and destroy every yoke, to lift every burden tonight, that we, our lives may be transformed, that we will be changed, and that we will become all that you have us to be. We do, God, give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus for your presence. Glory be to God. I declare that your presence, hallelujah, is over this line tonight. I declare, God, that this is the time of the Feast of Trumpet and Tabernacle, and you tabernacle with Israel, tabernacle with us tonight in a mighty way, God. Hallelujah tonight, and we do give you the praise, and we do give you hallelujah, God, tonight. Oh, shall yes, God, yes, Lord God, tonight, God, we are God, oh, shall it come? Glory to God, Jesus, hallelujah. We do, oh, shall the oh, sir. Yes, God, you do the bakashande, you do the oh, shall God, you deserve the praise and the glory tonight. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Hey, glory to God. Tonight, people of God, I do feel, I just feel the presence of the Lord in such a unique way, in such an unusual way, in such a strong way tonight. And tonight we're going to deal with women in particular. And this is a topic that God has given me earlier part of this year, and I was looking for what to say, and God brought this to my attention again. And he's saying in this hour that he is calling for travailing, mourning women with the power of positive influence to lead and change a generation. God is looking for travailing, mourning women that would cry out to him with the power of positive influence to lead and change a generation. That's what God is looking for. And we know the word influence is a very powerful word because so many people today are easily influenced by a lot of things. So many people are easily influenced by words and actions and negativity. And so God is calling for a positive change, a positive power to bring a change. And the text tonight, the topic, that's the topic, but the message is from chapter 9, 17 to 25. I might not get all, finish all because it's a lot, and hopefully I'll get to finish it another time, but I'll try my best. But we're dealing with women in the Bible that was positive. We're looking at women that was negative. So I'm dealing with two set of women that were negative in the Bible and that were positive in the Bible. Bless his name. And I read from Jeremiah chapter 9, from 17 to 25, it says, "Thus, glory to Jesus, yes, Lord. Glory, 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 Jesus. Help me tonight. Glory, Jesus, yes, Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for the cunning women," which means women that are skillful, that are talented,
that are able to make things happen, maybe in sewing, maybe in taking care of a home, in some type of skill. So God is saying, I'm not only calling for those to come before me broken. I'm not looking for a woman just to come before me crying out. But he said, have some type of skill. Hallelujah. Have some type of work going. Don't just sit down idly. So he's calling for more than just crying out, but have some type of talent that they may come. He and verse 18 said, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears, glory to God, and our eyelids gushed out with water. And so God is saying tonight, let them come. We need some women that could cry out. He said, take up a wailing. The children of Israel was asking God to release women that would cry out to him. Yes, men can pray. Yes, some men that would pray the heavens down. But he's talking to us women tonight. They said, call for the wailing woman. And then somebody began to wail. That's a sound like a piercing sound. That's a loud scream. So they're asking God tonight. That's what we want, those type of women, that when you hear them, you know something is about to change. Something is about to take place. So that's what we desire you to send. He said that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelashes gush out with water. And I don't know about you tonight, but many times I find myself, I would be praying and I'm just crying. I'm crying out to the Lord and I'm mourning before the Lord and crying out for the nation. Hallelujah. Crying out for the Lord. Crying out for God's standards. Crying out for my family. Crying out for the churches. Crying out to God. Crying out for the government, the police force. I don't know, but when I get before God, there's a brokenness that comes over me that because I love God so much, the tears have begun to flow. Bless his name. And I find myself in a place where I'm just wailing before the Lord because of the evil that is going on, because of the rebellion and the disobedience against God that is happening in the earth and in the churches. And so God has given me this wailing, hallelujah, spirit when I come before him. And it says, and verse 19 says, for a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. Who is Zion? Who is Zion the church? Is Zion. And so he said that there's a voice of wailing heard out of Zion. Is Zion travailing tonight? Where we go to church and we're having prayer meeting. Is there any travailing taking place while you're praying? Is there any travailing taking place? Hallelujah. In your personal time when you get before God. And so they were crying out and said, we want a voice of wailing that is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land because our dwellings have cast us out. And so they were dealing with so much in Israel, so much at that time, they began to seek the Lord to ask him to please send women that he know could touch the heart of God. How many of you to know tonight on this line there is something about a woman in prayer? There is something about a woman getting down before God that can get a prayer through and a man can't even get through. Because we know what it is when you're having a baby, the pain of having a child and you're crying out and you're travailing in pain. God is saying, I'm looking for somebody, some woman somewhere to travail and birth pain for the kingdom. For it is good. Birth and travail pain for the souls that are lost. Hallelujah. Birth pain, glory to God, for the backsliders. Birth pain for those who yet to say, God, I surrender all. Birth pain for our families. Hallelujah. Many of us are serving. Our children are still out there. We have husbands that are serving. Husbands and wives. God said, this is the time I'm calling for the women to travail and birth pain. Glory to God and cry out unto me. We can no longer say the same old stale prayer. We can no longer afford to be quiet anymore. God said, time to let me hear your voice. I know they say, God said, you get in the, go, when you pray, go in your closet and shut the door. And when you shut the door, the God who has in secret will reward you openly. But I'm dealing with another type of prayer right here. Bless the name of God. Is saying now it's time to open your mouth and cry out before me on behalf of the nation. Don't see, hallelujah, tonight that the nations are in trouble? Don't we see, hallelujah, the things that are happening in the earth? And so God is saying, I'm looking for the women that have the power of influence to change the generation. Verse 20 says, yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear, God said, let your ear, listen to this tonight, women of God, and any, even if you're not saved. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Hear what God is talking to us about. And teach your daughters, women, and everyone her neighbor, lamentation. And so God is saying to women tonight, receive what I'm saying to you. Take your ear. Be sensitive to my voice. Hear what I'm saying to you on tonight. Hear what the soul, glory to God, tonight. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. You can no longer be the same. God said it's time to come up higher. It's time to change the way you worship. It's time to change your prayer life. It's time to change your worship, right, God? Worship is a lifestyle. And he said, not only you, but you got to teach your daughter how to live. What are we teaching our daughters? What is the young ladies learning from us as elder women? Hallelujah, tonight. You have women, older women dressing like their young teenage daughters, going out to the club, hanging out to bars together with their young teenage daughters, and they can't even room them. They let them wear what they want to wear, go when they want to come in their house, get infected at 14 and 15, 12 and 11 years old because the mother has lost trust. Glory to God. That assignment for us is to teach our daughters. God is talking to us tonight. If we teach our daughters the fear of the Lord, if we teach our daughters to walk in the admonition of the Lord, I'm telling you, blessed be, there are enough times we give our daughters phones and iPad and laptops, send them in their room, and they're all over Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and whatever app they are using, TikTok, and they're doing a bunch of mess. And we're taking it easy. We're not bringing correction to them. We said, oh, they teenagers, give them some space. We're giving them space to go straight to the pit of hell. We're giving them space to be caught up in the things of this world. We're giving them space, hallelujah, to wear what they want to wear, go and come as they please, and we can't say nothing. And these teenagers and children today, they're getting in their parents' face and fighting their mother, calling the police on their father and mother's blessed name, hallelujah, because the law said it's abuse to hit your children. Bless the Lord. My Bible tells me if you stand wrong, you must call the child. My Bible tells me in the book of Proverbs, a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. Hallelujah. My Bible tells me if you put the rod to the back of the child, you're not going to kill him, but you'll save him from hell and destruction. But now they're doing time out. They don't go in the corner. I don't read that in my Bible. Bless his name. And so a lot of children tonight and a lot of young people tonight, including the young girls, are being spoiled, they're given the opportunity to do whatever they feel like doing. But God is saying to those of you, he said, hear my voice from my dear women. Hallelujah. The word from my mouth. And teach your daughters how to come before me. From they were a child, from they were little, we should have been teaching them the word of God. They should have been some parents going to church and leading their children in to do whatever they want to do. Bless his name. They in church and the children home. And if the children say, I don't want to go to church, then we say, okay, stay home. But we make sure they go to school. We make sure they get a college education. We make sure they go first in class. We put more emphasis on the natural things for our children, like college education and STEM and all that stuff, which is good. And God wants us to be educated. But if we are neglecting the spiritual part and the life of our children, then we are doing them a disservice. And we're putting them out there for the devil to whip their butt. Listen, we got to come together, women of God, and take responsibility of our girl children, take responsibility of our home. And God is speaking tonight. He said, you got to teach them. It ain't the pastor job. It ain't the apostle job. It ain't the teacher job. He said, you teach your daughters
and everyone her neighbor. He said, don't be selfish. Go next door to your neighbor. He said, even teach your neighbor how to lament. Teach your neighbor how to cry out. Teach your neighbor how to travail. He said, we don't even know the name of our neighbors next door. We don't even know if they're eating. We don't even know what they're dreaming. We become so selfish. And I find out in the United States, they don't open windows. Windows are closed year-round. Hallelujah. So we don't even catch fresh air. But in the island that I'm from, hallelujah, we open our windows. Hallelujah. I remember my grandmother. Hallelujah. I grew up in an environment where she used to cook and she would go next door and make sure the neighbor had some food. She would make sure share. Hallelujah. But today we would see somebody struggling next door and we would pass by like the Good Samaritan, glory to God, of the man that was on the street beating up the priest passing by. Who was supposed to be a pastor, the neighbor, who was supposed to be a missionary, an evangelist, passing by and say, I am not touching him. A phone stranger that didn't even know God. Somebody didn't even, tonight. Somebody that did not profess that he even had a relationship. Went there and took that man up and bound up his wounds and took him to a hotel and tell the owner of the hotel, put him up for me and whatever he needs, you give it to him. And when I come back, I will pay the full bill. But today we are so selfish and self-centered. Glory be to God, me, my soul, and no more. God is talking to every one of us tonight. We need to know who is living next door. We need to, my God, reach out a little more. We need to be careful what is going on in our homes. Stop giving our children so much freedom to do what they want to do and then when push comes to shove, we want to correct them and they get older. He says, oh my God, bend the tree, train the children, oh my God, train the child in the way he should go. And the Bible said, when they are old, they're going to learn the part. And so if we train them that way, glory be to God, even if they part, eventually they'll come back. But you have some people not treating their children, have never been to church, have never talked about the Lord. They don't know nothing at all. Blessed be, even in the Christian home, do we have a altar where we call the family together, including our children? We need to pray. We need to seek the face of God. Come on, young girl. Come on, my daughter. Let's get down. Let's lay down. Let's cry out. God is saying it's time to wake up. Time to be of a positive influence, not just on the job, but in our home, among our children, among our neighbors. Verse 21 says, for death has come up into our windows and has entered into our palaces, cut off the children from it out, and the young men in the street. Do you ever hear how clean the word of God is? Death, D-E-A-T-H, has come up into our windows. What have gone through? Don't we see the drive-by shooting? Don't we see bullets coming into houses and killing our children? Don't we see that plane outside and a drive-by shooting happened and that child lost his life? He said death is coming to the window. The spirit of death has come to the window through COVID-19, through the monkeypox, glory be to God, through taking the vaccination. Death has come to the window. Hallelujah. And God is saying tonight and has entered into our palaces. A palace, if you think about a palace, that's where our king lives. That's where a royalty is. And so God said, not only the locals, but royalty going to feel my wrath. Royalty going to die. Royalty going to suffer. If everybody is being affected in this hour by the spirit of death. He said, what is God doing? It is cutting off the children from the house. See, the children are not safe to even play outside. You don't even know if they're going to come back home from school. Because they have mass shooting in the school, mass shooting in the shopping plazas. We don't know where that is. And God tells them how to pray, how to, my God, do warfare. We got to teach them so when they leave our presence, they will know how to touch God for themselves. We teach them how to pray on tablets and all the things that we've given them. So, because we want them to be comfortable. We want them to be happy. The best thing you can do if you read Deuteronomy chapter 6, it talks about the children. He said, teach them the law of God, the commandments. Let them stick it on the wall. Stick it on the eye, on their forehead. Teach them my word. He said, and the young men are dying from the streets. You don't see that, people of God, tonight. You understand. You don't see that want your baby women to come forth. I need you, Lord, to touch me. Those of you who have an intimate relationship with me, I need you to come up higher. I need you to cry out. The nations are in trouble. Our children are in trouble. The young men and the young women are in trouble. The government's doing their own thing. They are in trouble. Verse 22 says, speak. Thus said the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the field and as handfuls after the harvest men, and none shall gather them. What is God saying? A carcass is a dead body. So he says, the dead bodies of the men as dung represent feces. Then their bodies are like dirt, like dung from the cows and the goats. They're being trampled on. And the bodies, as you look at it, look at what Ukraine war is doing. Look what Putin them is doing. Dead bodies are all over the ground, like dung on the ground. And it's here in this country. It's here in my country. It's here in every country. See, the word of God is straightforward. He said they're going to fall on the open field. A handful after the harvest men, and none shall gather them. When you look at harvest, when it's time for the harvest to truly be plucked, you find the harvest, you leave the tears, and harvest are all over the place. It is so much that you probably can't gather it all in. And so he says, you wouldn't be able to gather these dead bodies to take them to bury them. So what they do? You see the COVID, they put them in mass graves. People are dropping down on the streets from them. We see what God is saying. And so he said, I'm calling for you to come before me broken. The little local prayer that you do, God said, come up higher. You need to change the way you intercede. You need to change the way you come before me. I'm looking for more. Verse 23 says, thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. People looking that they're so smart. They're smarter than God. They're smarter than everything. He said, don't glory because you're wise. You're glorying because you have so much intelligence, so much certificate, so much this and that from going to college and going to university, and you're bragging and boasting about what you accomplished. He said, don't glory in the wisdom that you have. He said, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. So all of them who think they got this strength and they're above everybody operating in pride, he said, stop glorying in your might. Because the mighty are fallen. Pride coming before fall. And he said, let not the rich man glory in his riches. You don't see even people who say that they are pastors and these tele-evangelists and big-time apostles with their TV program with their riches and bragging and boasting that their accomplishment in life with their big split levels and their yachts and jets and boats, and they're all over bragging about who they helped and who they didn't help. He says, stop glorying in your riches. Stop glorying in what you accomplished, because if you're doing it in secret, God will reward you openly. Blessings, and you don't need to brag and boast. God will let somebody boast on you. God will let somebody tell your testimony. I bent down to the church, and now you should see this pastor. He blessed me with it. You don't have to even tell nobody. So God is saying, stop boasting and bragging in what you accomplished in your riches, your cars, and whatever you have. He said, and to trust not in themselves, but trust in God. He said, stop trusting in your own self. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to hold glory to God. Hallelujah. Lean not, oh Jesus, help me tonight. Hold glory to God and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge me and I am going to direct your path. And so verse 23 says, stop trusting in yourself. Stop trusting in your own mind, your emotion, your thoughts. He said, but trust in God. 24 says, but let him that glorieth glory in this. Listen to what God is saying. This is what he wants us to glory in. That he understand it and know me. You hear God say, glory in the fact that you know me, that you understand me. You know my word. You know my sin. You know how to pray. You know how to touch me. You know how to pray. He said, glory in that you understand me. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, and that you know me. Do we really know God tonight? He's looking for intimacy. Do you know and understand God tonight? He said that's what we need to be glorying him. Understanding and knowing him. And this is Jeremiah chapter 9. A straightforward message. We're talking about women that God is showing us women why we have to travail. He's showing us tonight why we need to cry out. All of these things that are happening is not just happening in the world. This is in the church. This is in the house of God. This is among people who say they love God and they're saved. It is happening worldwide. He said that you know it means that I am the Lord, loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said the Lord. So what he's saying, I delight in loving kindness, I delight in judgment and righteousness. And these things are in the earth. So what God is saying, we need to look at how loving he is. He's a God of judgment. He judged fear. He's not like an unjust judge that was born in favor of the drug dealer because he got paid off. He's been bribed. You understand? But he said, delight in yourself in loving kindness and judgment and righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is the right way to live. Righteousness is living right, up right before God, doing what he says, obeying his word, obeying his commands. Not rebelling and being disobedient to him. So he said, this is what you need to take delight in. He said, for these things, I delight. He said, I take delight in these things. So what he said, we should do the same thing. 25 says, behold, the days come, said the Lord, all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. And so what he did, he was warning the Jewish people or the Israelites, and he's talking to us Gentiles who are not born of the Israelite tribe. He said, behold, the days are coming, or that will come, that I will punish them. And so there's a punishment period for Jews and Gentiles alike that are not obeying the word of God. God doesn't have no favoritism. He's not partial. He sees everybody the same. He loves everybody. Even though some people, we treat them so bad. Some of us are rebellious and disobedient. Look at how the world treats God. Look at the hatred for Christians and the persecution and the martyrdom. Look at all the persecution against the church. And he still loves them because he is God. He don't like what they're doing. He don't like sin. He hates sin. But he still loves that individual because that's a soul. And so God is saying tonight, he's calling for the women to step up. It's something about women and the heart and the mind of God for him to write this specifically to women. And it's time for the daughters of Zion to arise. It's time to wake up. Women of excellence. God is looking for women with that excellent spirit to come up higher. Daniel had an excellent spirit. They couldn't find no iniquity in Daniel. They couldn't find anything wrong with his life. He prayed three times a day, bless his name. He was always walking upright. And so God said he's calling his women with that excellent spirit that would take time out for him, that would travail and cry out to him. He said, come up higher. You know you're not where you're supposed to be. I know that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And so God is talking to each and every one of us. He said, many have lost their zeal and their fire and passion to praise God the way he desires us to praise him. You look around at the church and then praise and worship going on. Look at who's really, really praising God. Look at the type of praise they give God. Look at the type of worship. Some sitting down, some on their phone. Some just saying hallelujah like they're so casual. God is holy. He is righteous. The Bible says day and night the angels have never stopped. I don't know what it is to say, but it says they cry out. They're shouting, holy, holy. They're worshiping God. We might not be able to worship 24 hours a day physically, but in our spirit. But what God is saying, he's looking for the women of Zion that have that zeal and passion to praise him the way he desires. I look at sometime in the church of people who go, when they call a lead on you, yay, everybody's clapping and yelling. And when it comes to the devotion, didn't need nobody to pump us up to praise or worship God. But it's happening. I see it in my eyes. He said, they lost their desire and their zeal for his word, for prayer, lost their passion and zeal for the things of God, for coming to service and to fellowship. So a lot of people, as women I'm talking to tonight, have lost their zeal for even coming to church. One time the goal of the church is to be so filled with women, you can hardly find seats. There was just only a few men. Look at the church now. They're using this pandemic as an excuse. But they go to Walmart. They go to the gas station. They go, oh my God, they go to wherever they want to go. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the house of God, oh, I can't go there because somebody might have COVID and I might sit next to them and I might get it. But it's okay to walk around and be jailing with other people and not even thinking about that. So people don't have that desire now. They've lost their desire to even come to service and find an excuse. Then it says for fellowship. It said, greet your brother with a holy kiss. We can't do that, but at least shake my hand. At least touch my elbow. But some of us, the minute the preacher says amen, we run straight to our cars. Don't greet nobody. Don't care to greet nobody because we can't stand to be around nobody. And we think God is pleased. Hallelujah tonight. Some of us bless his name tonight, glory be to God, before the amen comes, before the service goes, we don't pick up our Bibles and books and hit them in front of them all before it even comes to the benediction. But the Bible is saying here, he's talking about us fellowshipping, coming together. We are better and stronger together. Jesus had a passion to die for us. And so what he said, we need a passion for him, a passion to live and die for him. Die to the things of the carnal nature. Die to self so we can please him, so that he can be seen and heard through us women. We need to die. Too much flesh in the house of God. Too much flesh taking God's glory. He said it's time to kill your flesh when you come to church. It's time to kill your flesh when you come to pray. It's time to kill your flesh when it's time for worship and giving me praise. Die. Let self die. Let your emotions die. Sometimes we come to the church of God, we are broken up. We all can, oh my God, our minds are all mixed up. We bring the problem to the house of God, and we're so weighed down that we can't even worship. Man, we need to get to the place. When we come to the house, he said, enter my gates with thanksgiving and enter my courts with praise. There's a garbage bin by the door. Drop your problems by the door if you want to, and if you want to pick it up in your bottle. But when you really come to the house of God, he said, give me what I deserve. You done give your boss, man, 8 hours, and you did it well. You worked to the best of your ability, and then we come to church. He's giving God halfway service and halfway praise. And if you read the Bible in Malachi chapter 1 or chapter 2, it talks about broken and lame sacrifices. The preacher was talking about the red heifer in Israel being prepared to do sacrifice because Jesus has come and sold. And he talked about the priest having a magnifying glass, and he was inspecting the ears of that heifer. He was inspecting every part because that heifer or that lamb had to be without spot or wrinkle. And so some of our praise and worship and prayer lives have spots and wrinkles and body. When we think God is accepting us, you have the prayers without the prayers going up in this hour. And God is looking at some. That's what you're giving me. That's the best worship you got for me. All I did for you, that's the best praise you could give me. You sitting down, you can't even muster up the strength to stand in my presence, but you can stand on your job and do everything on your job. God is saying we need, it's time to value God. And when we treat God like that, it's because we don't really value God. When you value something, say for instance, you have a diamond or a gold or something precious. Some people buy a vault, buy a safe in the bank to hide their jewelry because it's so expensive. Why? Because it's valuable. They may have, oh, glory to God, Jesus, I hear you. They may have a safe in their house. That high precious possession because it's valuable. And some people will lay down their life for their valuable stuff. They will literally die rather than giving it up. They say, you got to kill me. So if people can value value God and his presence, how much more should we value worship, glory to God, and praises, hallelujah, and his word, how much, oh my God, how much value that God really value unto us as women, to very women tonight? When you think about the word influence, what comes to your mind? When I think about the word influence, it's telling me that I'm thinking and making a mark. I'm making a difference in the earth. I'm causing a change. I'm an agent of change. I'm a thermostat. We know that thermostat changes the atmosphere. So God said, I need some people that's going to be agents of change, some women that's going to be influential, that's going to make a difference in the life of that young man that's on drugs, that young man that may be in gangs and violence, that drug dealer that needs help, hallelujah, that prostitute, that lesbian, that homosexual. He said, I need somebody with the boldness, the hallelujah Jesus, oh God, help me tonight, that is going to make a difference. We see people hurting and they walk on the other side like the Levite and the high priest. Hallelujah. Somebody might be struggling and want somebody to talk to and make oh glory to God. We need deliverance. And so women in the Bible are often thought of as being weak point in the world of mighty men. So if you read your Bible and you look at the word of God, you don't really hear nothing much about women. It was all about the 12 apostles. It was all about Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Amos, Jonah, Micah, Hosea, Nahum, Habakkuk, all of those prophets. There was only a few women that was named. And I don't have time tonight, but if I can come back to finish it, because it's something that we need to hear, because God has spoken this word. But he is talking tonight to tell us that women were just like pawns. There was nothing to women in the Bible. The way it is now, the opportunities that we have now, that we can go grace the pulpit, we can preach, we can declare the word of God, we are free. They didn't have that freedom that we have back then. They were muzzled. They couldn't even gather in the synagogue. Only the men was allowed to gather in the synagogue to go before the Lord. They had to stay in another part or go outside. Don't we see how God is giving us liberty as women as freedom? And he said, now I require more of you. I want more from you. I expect more from you. It's time to give me all of you because I'm tired of piece of you. I'm tired of the half of you. I want all. Bless his name. And so a careful study of the Bible, however reveals women of enormous influence over their families, communities, and the nation. Bless his name. So even as you study the Bible, even though you don't have a lot of women that you talked about there, but there were some very powerful women that had influence back then. Women in the Bible are often thought of as an enormous influence over their families and communities and nations. Queen Esther was used of God to accomplish his purpose. She offered a moving petition for the lives of her people, swayed the king's opinion, and was given the authority and resources to devise a strategy for saving her people. And if you read your Bible, you know the story about Esther. From the first chapter down to the eighth chapter, the ninth chapter, you know, understand? So what Esther did, she became queen, and because she became queen, Mordecai had a plan, Haman had a plan to kill the Jewish people. And Mordecai, her uncle, was at the king's gate as her servant, and he heard about the plan that Haman had to destroy all Jewish people, wherever they were. And so God sent Esther in the palace for such a time as that to save her people. He was able to get a message across to Esther and let her know, hey, wicked Haman has a plan to destroy all the Jewish nation. And he said, don't think that you are exempt. You are included. You may be the queen in the palace, but if the king signed a decree that all Jewish people must die, you are going to die too. So we need you to help us. And this woman, the king loved her so much that she went before the king, and she was not supposed to go before the king. But she had such power of influence over this man. Glory to God. here and let my people die. I can't sit here like a queen and pretend that I don't know what's going on. And so she made it a business that she was going to die for her people, and she went before him without an invitation. You see, you can't just come to a king without an invitation. What is God saying tonight? I'm giving you women an invitation to come before my court. I'm giving you women of excellence an invitation to come and appear before me and to draw and morning and crying out. And she went before him, and the king, and you know, he had guards at the door, ready to step on. He said, no. And then reached out his scepter, which was a rod to her. If the king didn't hand and reach that rod and the scepter unto her, she still had the right to kill her or drive her out. But he said, no. She influenced him so much, he said, let her come. And she was able to come and place a petition before the king and let him know that somebody plotted against her people to destroy them. And the king didn't like that. And so the king summoned her and the man who's responsible before his court and they devised a plan. And so this man thought the king was on his side and he made a gallows to hang a Mordecai, her uncle, because he thought he was going to get the royal achievement. But the story is long. You got to read it, but I'm just trying to cut it short. And so Haman ended up dying. The plot that he had for the Jewish people, Mordecai and Esther were sent to the palace to intervene. And so what God is saying, women, I'm calling you to intervene and intercept the plans of the enemy for your family, for my house, for my people, for my leaders. I'm calling you to prevail on behalf of the children, of the youth, of the nation that are being freed, that are being killed, the young men that are dying. You see, this story is about killing. This story is about slaying a whole, to wipe out a whole nation. And so you don't see the enemy wiping out nations. You don't see nations are being wiped out. And so God said, I'm calling for travailing, mourning women crying for me. And I will hand out my scepter and welcome you in if you come in the right spirit. Esther came in the right spirit, and so she was accepted. We have to know how to approach God. Bless his name. To get his hand to move. She was able to get the king's hand to move. Are we able to get the hand of God to move as women? God healed, the king heard her, and the king said, you know what, I'm going to block this right now, I'm going to put a stop to this because that's how much I love you. Father said, this is how much I love you, I will do anything for you, but you got to get my attention, you have to have that connection. See, Esther had a relationship so she was with this king, so she was able to, my God, influence him. When you get a relationship with King Jesus, glory be to God, as all Holy Ghost, as a woman, you are able to influence God to move his hand for you no matter what it is. So he's calling women with the power and influence to make a difference. She can change a generation. No, she can. She changed a generation. She changed the hands of parents that was against them. She made a change. She made a difference. What is God saying? It's time to come into the place in your secret place with me and cry so that you can make a difference in the nation, in the churches, in the schoolhouses, in the government, with all your workplaces, wherever you go. Are we hearing God tonight? The next lady is Deborah. And you can find this in Judges chapter 4, 24 to 24, and I will not read it for the sake of time. But Deborah was a prophetess, and she was a woman of great influence, and she was able to deal with the leader that she went to help. And this leader, she was able to give him instructions and directions as to how to defeat the enemy. She used to sit under the tree, and she used to judge Israel. Everybody from Israel came to her. They said, women, they don't want to put women in positions as leadership. This woman was a judge. Women judges ain't just start happening. She was a judge from way back then. She had such influence, hallelujah, over Israel that everybody came to hear her to avoid it. Everybody came to her for judgment, but she was also a woman of God. She was on that prominent. Didn't we see God said she's calling for the skillful cunning woman? So she was both. She was a woman of God, and she was skillful because she was a judge. But he said, not because you have a job, you're so occupied with at your job. You can spend time talking to me. You can spend time surveying. And so if you continue to read, you will see where Barak, the commander of this army, ran out with Deborah, and he won the battle because he listened to her advice. Men, you don't like to listen to women's advice. You have a problem when your wife is advising you, or some type of women of God advising you, oh, I'm the man. You can't tell me what to do. This is my house. That ain't how it is in the kingdom of God. They shall rule together. And so God can have your wife in the right place, like Esther was in the right place at the right time to make a difference. And so Deborah made a complete difference because what? She made a change. She said, just like Esther saved a whole nation, she saved a whole nation. Who are we saving? How many souls and nations are we reaching tonight? Another woman is Jacobed. She was also a mighty woman of God that was skillful, but she did a lot of stuff. Jacobed clearly defined that, and she was of a negative influence. She was the opposite of Deborah and Esther. She defined evil, the ruling of Pharaoh, and put together a creative plan. Bless his name. I'm sorry. I got that mixed up. She was a good woman. Laura is another woman. I'm sorry. She was a good woman from Sodom. She was the one that had a plan. In fact, she is Moses' mommy. So forgive me for that. She saved the life of Moses. All right? Who eventually was taken out of slavery. So she was there to save Moses. She made a difference because by her saving Moses, he became a great leader in Israel. She brought them out of bondage. So she was a woman of great influence. She was able to do that which God has assigned her to do. And so as women tonight, what is God assigned you to do? What is God telling you to do? Whose lives are you making a difference in? And what can they look at you and say, you know what, I want to be like you. I want to do what you do. And so he said, I'm looking for a woman that will make a difference. In this hour, are we making a difference? Are we? And so I'll stop right here tonight. And hopefully I'll get to finish this because the time is gone. And I don't want to keep you too long on the line because I know my time right now is only 9:30 for me or 9:28, and your time is different. And so I just want us to think about it tonight, all of us on the line as women, to see if we're making a difference, to see if we have that positive influence, to see if lives around us in our neighborhoods are changing. Lives on the job, if they are changing. Who are we influencing tonight? Who is being changed? Whose lives are being changed because of us? Women tonight, God is talking to us. Hallelujah. God is calling us into another level, another realm. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you might be on the line tonight, and you've been praying and asking God to take you on another level. You've been praying and asking God to use you. You've been praying, God, and asking that you want to serve. You want to be a positive and feeling that you want to bring a change. It is possible. It is very possible tonight. And if you're one of those women and you want to be prayed for, and you've been seeking the face of God, and you've been travailing before the Lord, or you desire for God to take you into that zone, or into that kind of life, He is willing and able. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on us to make a difference. And I'm done tonight. And I pray tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, tonight, glory to Jesus on tonight, bless his name tonight, that we, hallelujah, God, that we as women will make a positive change. I pray tonight, oh God, that this word have not fallen on deaf ears, God. I pray tonight that some women, God, oh God, will desire more, God, to come up higher, more, God, to make a difference in in the lives of the youth and the young people that are in the house of God. Father, I'm all body and spirit tonight, Jesus, hallelujah. Take it on another dimension. We need you, God. Hallelujah, God. We need you, God, to work in us in Jesus' name. And you will be blessed tonight. I hope that something that I said that God had permitted me to say would cause us to come up higher in Jesus' name. Oh, God, amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight for the word. Glory to God. We thank him. We praise him. Glory be to God. Amen. God is calling us. God is calling us, his people. God is calling the women, the travailing, the mourning women, to come to that place to cry out and to effect positive change in the earth. Glory to God. I tell you, woman of God, even as you begin to go through the word on tonight, and we know you only touched on a few of the women, but we look at their determination to make change, and we could see that they were not sidetracked. They were not, glory to God, amen, Jesus, they were not in the valley of decision, but what God had given them, they were able to move forth and the grace and the strength and the power of God. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight, amen, because people of God, even as a woman of God said, he's still calling. Zion is calling. A voice of wailing. Glory to God, as the scripture declares, is heard out of Zion. Glory to God. But does he hear your voice on tonight? Does he hear your voice on tonight? Glory to God, as the woman of God began to declare, so much is going forth, so much is happening in the earth, our men dying in the streets. Glory to God, amen. We see the multiplicity of problems and things that are happening right before our eyes, right before our eyes. And how can we shut our eyes to this, people of God? Glory to God, but somebody, the Lord is looking for somebody to take the burden, not just what you see, glory to God, not just to look at it, amen, not just to talk about it, glory to God, but that he can impregnate you with the burden to cry out in travail, to mourn for the nations, my God, glory to God, to mourn, hallelujah, to cry out until there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. Glory to God. There's a breakthrough that happens in the earth, a breakthrough to happen in our families, a breakthrough to happen in our churches, in the nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God shows us, people of God. The Lord shows us all of this for a reason. And I thank God on tonight that the woman of God, glory to God, she has laid it out before us on tonight. Glory to God, that it is time for us to rise up. It is time to wake up. Glory to God. It is time for us to take the horns of the altar. It is time. Glory to God. Everybody can be sidetracked. Everybody cannot be sidetracked. But there's a heart in the earth. There's a heart in the earth that is bearing the heart of God. And that are crying forth in the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Crying out for change. A positive change. A positive change. People of God, in it. Listen, all hope is not lost. All hope is not lost. And the Lord has come to let us know tonight, glory to God, that you can affect that change. You can affect that change. Your voice can affect that change. Yes, God, your voice
can make a change. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory be to God. Woman of God. Glory to God. Amen. We know on tonight, glory to God, amen, that there are people that are listening on the radio. Glory to God. There are people that are listening by Facebook. We know tonight, glory to God, amen, just as sure as the Lord has sent forth this word, that somebody's heart is pricked. Somebody's heart is pricked on tonight, and somebody's heart is ready. Glory be to God. Woman of God, if you would make the appeal tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Open the lines for prayer for anybody that would have prayer. And if nobody comes forth, glory be to God. Amen. We know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving. He's moving over these airways. Glory to God. We release, glory to God, the platform back to you. Yes, Lord. Hi, Mama.
Oh, God, women of God tonight. Oh, hear the voice of God tonight. Let us not be comfortable in the same place where we are. Let us not be comfortable in the same place we are. God is speaking expressly tonight by His Lord. Glory be to God. I know that I need more. I know that I need to come up high. I know I'm not where I should be. Oh, Jesus, glory to God. Master God, and as I give Shamanda, and I even examine myself, Shamanda, yes, God, to see where I am falling short, Master. Oh, Raman Shamanda, so tonight, the line is open. For you and you and you, anyone tonight, bless his name. For us to stand in agreement tonight, because you have a ministry that is lying dormant. You have a prayer life that is lying dormant. Bless his name. Your worship is not where it should be. Bless his name. Glory be to God. Your relationship with God should be closer than it is. Glory be to God tonight. And so God is saying this is the time. This is the season. Bless his name. Koshanda of our whole sire. Glory be to God. He said he wants a tabernacle with us. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. I thank you tonight. So, God is for those women. You know that we know where we are tonight with God. We know we are not where we should be. And God is saying, come up higher. Come close.
Yes, God.
The Master has need of us. Oh, God. Tonight, God. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Deliver God. Set us free, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, amen, that desires prayer, just press star six. Glory to God, and come over on the platform side. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Betty. I'm calling because I know I need to move to a high place in God, and I'm in a Christian prayer for me tonight.
Amen.
And I'm also in a Christian prayer for a young man named Christopher Marshall.
Christopher Marshall, okay. Father, we give you thanks. Oh, Shia, yeah, God. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your presence. God, we thank you tonight for this woman of God. God,
hey, baby,
out, God. God, she desire more of you, God. She desire, God, to be all that he can share. Yes, God, that you call him to be.
Yes.
God, the enemy desire, God, to set her back. And we declare tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that every spirit of distraction, God, that's sent by the way of the Spirit,
yes,
every hindrance, God, that was sent to block and to stop her
Mama.
From moving, God, evangelism ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we declare tonight, oh God, that the windows of heaven are open over our heads tonight. God, and that you call pour down tonight, oh God. Pour down your anointing, God. Pour down the fire upon God. The fire of God be in her back tonight. Let it be in her hands and in her feet, God. That rivers of water would flow, God. Let the fire of God be on her tongue tonight, God. That she would prophesy, God, the deep things of the Lord. Oh, God, even the visions and the dreams, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And God said to tell you tonight that he's anointed you to preach the gospel tonight. God said to tell you tonight that he's anointed your hands to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I hear the Lord say, oh, God, miracles shall be wrought through your hands in the cold of the host higher. Yes, God, I hear you on tonight. And God said, yes, I'm calling you higher. I'm drawing you into my presence. I'm calling you into the secret place of the Most High. The post-remander of a higher. Yes, God, I hear you on tonight. God shall give you hind feet. You shall run and not get weary. You shall walk in nothing set in order. He's a man, and a man fire. God is calling you a love of kingdom, the Most Shanda. This is your time and your season, and everything that the enemy meant to bad, I'm turning this thing around in your favor. Everything that the devil stole, I'm restoring it back to you. I've heard your cry, said the Lord. He said, Amanda, you have a heart for the kingdom. You have a heart for the things of the Lord. He said, I'm going to intensify your desire for me, said God. I'm going to intensify the host, Amanda. Yes, God, I hear you. He's going to intensify your desire for prayer. Yes, Lord. He's going to intensify your desire. Oh, God, to seek his favor. He said, you are the one of the ones. I'm calling to travail. You see things, oh, Shamanda. You are the burden for souls. You are the burden, my God. And God said, yes, Lord, I hear you tonight. But this is your time and your season. The elevation and the things of the Spirit. He said, I'm going to speak with you. Your favor, God said. The favor of God is upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I declare tonight that everything that the devil meant to bad, oh, God, we turn it around. In the name of Jesus, every terrifying assignment that was set to hold you back, we release you tonight. We pull down every witch and every woman aside to your mind, every mind vessel. I cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, every emotional pain and hurt, I cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, God shall call you as a mighty army in me, a mighty warrior. Thank you.
cancel it now. In the name of everything is assigned to cancel it. Yo, my God, I cancel it. When it comes to reading the word to distract you, I cancel it now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the passion of Almighty God will stir up on the inside. That the Holy Ghost fire will stir up on the inside of your belly. That by Sunday, that you'll find yourself on your knees. Oh, God, you call Sunday. Oh, God, even when you don't feel like, oh, God, even when they don't
Jesus.
And you were holding it.
Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you,
Lord. In the name of,
thank you,
Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you. We're doing a new
thing
tonight.
Oh.
In the name
of, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of,
Father,
Jesus.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call on
this.
For all this time. Thank you for this time and this season, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, oh, God, praise Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Oh God, I praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else tonight?
Glory to God, divine prayer. Anyone else tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel such a stirring in my spirit tonight.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Even as the prayer was coming forth, and I said, Lord, I got this. I got to click open. I just got to pray. Lord, I want to be one of those willing women this day. I want to be one of those willing women in these last days that you're calling upon, Lord God. I want to, I want to do everything, do your will, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God for the word. Glory be.
Oh, it's time. It is time. I'm stirring you up with
phone.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you to reach out.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I'm there.
Yes,
God said, I'm going to put my words in your mouth. And when they hear you, they hear me. You are being oracle for me. To speak my word in season and out of season. Line upon line and country, and precept upon precept.
Jesus.
I've called you and chosen you. Woo, but it's time.
Hold up, will you send us, Jesus? Thank you,
oh God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God said, I'm going to give you your heart's desire. Ooh, of me. You desire to be, oh my God. To travail, God said, I'm going to pour it out upon you. With
Hallelujah.
He's going to take your prayer life to another level.
Yes, God.
He said, your worship is getting ready to change. Many people don't understand you right now. But he said,
yes,
getting ready to consider the enemy.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God said everything is broken. I'm getting ready to fix it.
Thank you.
You put in a lot of sacrifice to me. And so, God, I'm getting ready to pay you. Overflow is coming to your door. More than enough is going to find you.
Thank you.
Because the prayer I've heard, and I'm going to move.
Yes.
Manifestation is about to hit you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In every area.
Thank
manifestation,
you,
both naturally and spiritually. Because I'm going to manifest myself.
Yes,
unto
thank
you.
You.
Because of your desire for me. All glory to God. That you just stand still. And see my salvation. And all your enemies and everyone that fight against you, God, I'm going to fight against them. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God, say you have the victory. You have the victory. Stand still. The battle belongs to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will feed you.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost fire.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Battle has already been won.
Yes, sir.
So what Satan meant for your back, but I am turning it right now. Even as you praise me, I'm turning some things in your favor right now.
Thank you.
So we declare in the atmosphere that every demonic force on an assignment to stop the block is canceled tonight by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your home, your family, with the blood. Everything that you touch, God say, is blessed. Hey, everywhere the soul of your feet, God say, if you declare it, he's out to you. He said, I'll give you the healing for your inheritance. For your possession. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. And he said, I'm going to reward you for your faithfulness. But he said, continue to pray because I, the master, have need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God said he's going to fill you to overflow. Like the woman at the well, he was seeking things that could not satisfy. But you heard Jesus saying, come and draw from this well that shall not run dry. So, God, I've come to quench the desire of your soul, the first thing that is in your soul. I've come to quench that tonight in the name of God. Oh, Shanda. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Shaman, they thank you, God. Oh, glory to Jesus for doing it on her. Oh, God, for doing it in her and on her behalf. And we will give you the glory, God, as we praise you on tonight. Hey, God, in the name of God. Thank you. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hey, God, thank you tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, thank you tonight. Ooh, yes, sir. Ooh, fire of the living God. Saturated now.
Yeah.
Hey, God, in Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh. In the Hebrew Shaya. Oh, Jesus, we can do it in the in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes.
That's your day.
Thank you, God.
It's your desire tonight. Hey. Yes. God, do it for your glory.
Do it for your glory. Glory be to your name, God.
Yes, sir.
Glory be to your name, God. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you, God. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy of our praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Woman of God, let me tell you something. I'm telling you, out of your belly is going to flow the word of God. God said, oh,
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
In a mighty way.
Jesus.
Going to speak to you.
Lord, give me strength tonight, Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord is scanning the earth, looking for available vessels.
Thank you, Jesus.
The world is dying. Souls are crying. Suicidal. How do we care enough? Oh, God, help
us.
Thank you, Jesus. Run after me. Come after me with all. Lord, you give both your keep to be conscious. Run after me like you be a pant for the water. Let your soul desire me more than things. More than titles and names. Accolades and positions. Ah, gosh, I'm under. Watchmen on the walls come forth tonight. Triumphant warriors come forth tonight. Super veilers, God, that come forth. Mighty conquerors.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help in a man, Sire. Spectators, God, they come forth. Help me tonight, Jesus. Thank you for doing a new thing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, God. Yes. Jesus. Don't we see the jailhouses full, prison full? Don't we see? Come forth. Come forth. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm done, woman.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bishops come forth. Apostles come forth. Come forth.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yo, Shamandaya.
No
bullshit in them, I have. Have your way, God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, God.
Yes.
In the name of God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Give all work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Truly the Lord has spoken tonight. Glory to God. The Lord has spoken tonight. The appeal has come forth. Glory to God, and we have heard the voice of the Lord on tonight, and we thank God for all that he's done, all that he said on tonight. We thank him, glory to God, for the coming forth of the people of God. We bless the Lord tonight Glory to God. Yes. We bless him, amen, for his divine presence tonight. Truly the Lord is with us. Truly the Lord is with us. Glory to God, among us tonight. Glory to God, doing a work in particular in our lives, stirring us tonight. Stirring us tonight. Stirring us tonight. Glory to God, and bringing us forth. Glory to God, and we just bless him on tonight. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God, and tonight, people of God, amen. We just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost anything. Glory to God, you can simply text on tonight. Glory to God, 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God as well. You can text on tonight, 229-529-0914. 229-529-0914. Don't forget as well, you can get a copy of the broadcast off of our Facebook page. That's Prayer News Network. You can go out and listen to the broadcast. You can also listen to the new ReArt Prayer Group 52. Glory to God. Feel free to go out and listen to this word on tonight. Glory to God. Those that are listening by blog radio, simply Google Prayer News Network, and you will see our broadcast there. Amen, Jesus. And we bless the Lord tonight. Amen, truly. We know that the Lord is with us and his spirit is nigh unto us. But we thank you for your time. We thank you for your attention on tonight. Glory to God. And while the spirit of the Lord is resting, amen, while the Lord is yet speaking into your spirit on tonight, glory to God, we do want to say a word of prayer over the woman of God. Amen. That is late tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Point your hearts this way. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight for all that you've done. We're thanking you tonight for your divine visitation. Thank you for visiting us, oh God. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, now we're asking you this night to look upon your maidservant. We're asking tonight, oh God, that you would give us strength tonight. We ask, glory to God, that you will restore virtue unto her this night in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your abiding presence. We thank you for your word, oh God, that's stirring up, that's swelling up in her belly. We give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your divine direction. We're thanking you for healing tonight. We're thanking you for delivering tonight. We're thanking you for setting your people free on this night in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would meet every need of the woman of God, her every desire. We're asking that you would meet tonight. Glory to God. Bless her going out of communion, even from this time forth and forevermore. We're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon her in all that she does. Thank you for blessing the works of her hands. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you for your blood. We do forbid backlash of the enemy towards your servant now. We forbid backlash. We forbid retaliation in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels, oh God, that you've given charge to cover her and keep her in that precious name. Jesus, we do give you thanks. We do give you praise. Amen. Amen, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God, amen. And at this time, woman of God, if you have final words on tonight, glory to God. And if you would bless the line, glory to God, while the Spirit of the Lord is yet moving among us, amen. We bless the line unto you on tonight. God bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. You have the platform.
Oh God, help me to be cautious, my man. Yeah. People of God, are you bush under the night? Yosha. God, let it be Yosha. I do give God the praise and the higher and the glory to the Kansha tonight. Your master, Kosha, the Bakitosha, and the Nekaya. What is it? Bikunda Mansi, Kitty, the ocean, the Lord help me tonight. Somebody pray for me, Osha, on a Monday. Oh, God, help me tonight. So what he's done, ah, God, what he said to Moshe, yes, God, Bakandi Osamandea, and how he's moved and then Bakanda Moshanda Amantike. Oh, God, amongst us tonight. We want to see the big ocean. Thank him tonight for his presence in the midst of us. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. The ocean, that is his presence. It is his work. And so he showed up to do what he needed to do. And so we give him praise and thanks tonight. Oh, God, help me on tonight. Oh, God, for his word that came forth to bring a change. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I hope tonight, bless your name, God, that your people was blessed. I pray tonight, and I hope that whatever was said, that we examine ourselves, really and thoroughly examine ourselves to see if we are in right standing, to see if we are in the position that God has placed us, to see if we have answered the call the way he desires us to answer the call. To see if we're doing, this is not the time. The time is late. We are no more practicing. Right now, we're in the time where Jesus can blow the trumpet. Don't let him catch you with your work undone.
Thank you,
Jesus. Don't let the trumpet sound, and the trumpet could be death knocking at your door. The trumpet could be you taken with a stroke or heart attack. Don't let your trumpet blow tonight. Your trumpet could be, bless his name, COVID, take you out. Your trumpet could be some debilitating disease or an accident or plane crash. Your trumpet could be a car crash. Don't let that trumpet sound tonight and you'll be taken out of here in the wrong way before you complete what God has given you to do. This is the time to focus on the kingdom. We've been focusing on ourselves and what I need, and we're praying and praying for God to bless us, our need and our children need. But God is saying, it's time for my kingdom to be built. It's time for my will to be done. It's time for us to back ourselves on the side and hear what the Spirit has said. See, in the text he said, hear, give your ear to him. That's what he said tonight in the scripture. Hear what he's saying. And so tonight, God, as we leave this place, I pray on tonight, God, that there is a stirring in the realm of the Spirit in every household and every country, every nation. I pray tonight that there is a stirring in their belly. Let there be a stirring in their soul. Let there be a stirring in their Spirit. In the name of Jesus, make them, God, uncomfortable in their restful position. Hallelujah tonight, oh God. God, knock at the heart door. God, give them no rest until they say, I surrender all. Those who are procrastinating and saying, I surrender all. And those who are refusing to give up their way, God. God, trouble them tonight. Trouble their minds, oh God, until they say, I yield, I yield. I can no longer stay in my position. I can no longer stay in this sinful state. I can no longer stay hindered and bound and stuck in the same position. And so God said, stirring, God. Send it from the realm of the Spirit. Let it hit this line. Let it hit the houses and the homes and the nation. Let it hit the islands and the cities and the state. That we will have that passion and that drive to cry out and travail and be skillful in mourning before you. And our children, God, cover them with the blood of Jesus, that we may teach them the ways of God. And I say amen. And God, that you would receive all the glory and cover every household with the blood of Jesus from accidents and incidents, danger seen and unseen. from God's powers and the night to the kingdom of darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We again thank God for his divine visitation on tonight. I want to invite you to come on back out on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Don't forget to invite someone to tell someone about the Prayer News Network and all that the Lord is doing. God bless you tonight, people of God, and we look to see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.